Name one item in your closet you'd rather trade a kidney for than give up.
My premium denim.
Hands down, who's your all-time favorite designer?
Chloe.
Which trend needs to die and never come back?
Low-rise pants.
If you could lose yourself shopping in any city, which one would you choose?
London.
Favorite brick-and-mortar store?
Nordstrom.
Hi, Julie.
Hello, Tedra.
How are you?
I'm doing well, actually. I'm loving our spring weather we're having right now.
That's gorgeous here in Austin. So on the show today, we're talking to Anna Golka-Yepez. She is the blogger behind Anna Marie Style. She actually studied to be a speech therapist, but she decided to forego that lab coat in favor of fashion.
And not only does she do fashion, blogging, and social media, she also has two other jobs, one of which she works in her family's 50-year-old Italian restaurant in California, which I'm listening to her talk, and I think that could be a huge problem for me because I would eat all of her food.
I would too. Anna has a sweet and loving outlook towards others. It shows through in her love of fashion. It's like that little extra je ne sais quoi.
Good pronunciation, Tedra, and I totally agree. She's got it.
For years, we've all been following some of the most inspiring bloggers and social media influencers. Simply put, we get inspired. The next best thing to following our favorite influencers is hearing their stories straight from them. So listen in as we get to know Anna.
Okay, Anna, those are good answers. You know, I just threw away my last pair of low-rise denim jeans because I'm like, why do I even have these in my closet?
Low-rise ones or just...
No, low-rise. They're terrible.
They look so bad on me, so I just hate them.
Well, I think they look good on a few people, but then as soon as you do any bending, it's all gone for me. It's all lost.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm dying to know. Tell me a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, your family, et cetera, anything you wanted to share personally.
Yeah, so I'm from Santa Ana, California, born and raised, still live here now. I went to private school my whole life, went to college at public school, where I kind of realized I wanted to be in fashion. I think that in high school and grade school, I was always wearing a uniform, so I didn't really realize that I had that like love of fashion. So when I got to college, I was almost done. I was like 3 years in and I was studying to be a speech therapist. And I was just like, I don't want to do this anymore. I can't see myself going to this every day, 8 to 5 and being happy and fulfilled. So I finished school. I studied abroad in London for a little while in fashion design. Kind of came home, worked at Nordstrom a little bit as a manager and realized that wasn't really fulfilling my creative side. So I stopped working there. Now I work at my family's restaurant. I help manage it, which is totally outside of the realm of fashion. But I love working there. And I also have my blog. So that gives me that satisfaction I need from that side of my life. And then I also work at Nordstrom again one day a week. But this time I do their social media for their South Coast Plaza location.
Oh, well, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So you were studying to be a speech therapist. And I read, I think on your blog that, or maybe about you, you discovered when you thought your lab coat was going to be covering up your outfit every day,
yeah,
that you knew that job was over for you.
Yeah, it's like wearing a uniform again. Because it was just I had finally learned to like express myself through my clothing. And then I was going to go into this career where it was like, kind of got lost again. And I didn't really want that.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. Well, and kudos to you for figuring it out. Even when you're 3 years in, I mean, that's a big step back.
Oh yeah, it really was. It was hard. It was hard to like tell my mom because she was like, so like, you're going to be a speech therapist. You're going to, you know, do this. And then I think she was like, oh, fashion, like what? But now I think she's happy I'm at the restaurant with her too. So
what kind of restaurant is it?
So it's an Italian restaurant.
Nice.
Yes. It's been our family for over 50 years. So.
Oh my gosh. What's the name of it?
It's called Roma di Italia.
Roma di Italia.
Mm-hmm. It's in Tustin.
Okay, so you're newly married.
Yes.
When did you get married?
We got married last May. So I guess it's newish.
Yeah, very newish. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So is your husband from California?
Yes. So we met in high school, actually. So we're high school sweethearts.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah. So we dated a long time before we got married.
Okay, so you moved to London and then you moved back to California. And is that around the time you started getting interested in blogging, fashion? Tell me how that transitioned.
Yeah, so I actually started my blog with a friend before we went to London because we studied abroad together and we were like, oh, it'll be fun to kind of document our outfits and just like what we're doing there. So we started that. That's when it like first began. And then it became my own, not this last October, but the one before that. And that's when I really kind of dove into it and realized this was something that I could really see myself doing like for a long time and make a little income off of it and just really use it as my outlet to express my love of fashion.
So what year was this when you started?
Probably 2016 was when it became my own, but we started in 2014 when we studied abroad.
Okay. So is your friend, is she involved with you at all or did y'all kind of go your separate?
Oh no, we're still friends. She just, it wasn't her thing really to do the blog anymore. We're still really good friends actually. It wasn't within her, what she wanted to do anymore.
Yeah.
So it was a very copacetic.
Right. So I lived in London a little bit after college as well. And I look back and I think that is like the most amazing city for fashion.
Oh, it's like my favorite place.
I know.
If someone was like, can you move there tomorrow? I'd be like, yes.
That's so funny. I tried to, I was on a visa and my visa ended. And I think the last probably month of it ending, I was trying to think of any conceivable way I could stay there. It's a pretty amazing city.
Yeah.
So you started your blogging. What was that like? Did you build out your own technology? Is that your foray?
So I just know we just started on a WordPress. I'm still using like WordPress and I kind of built it with the different themes and what was appealing. It kind of changes, you know, depending on my mood. I've changed it a few times, like the layout and stuff. And then I started on Instagram as well, but I had the blog first and the Instagram came second. But I feel like now I like rely heavily on Instagram because I feel like that's just where everyone's kind of at.
I keep hearing about all these different algorithms changing within Facebook and Instagram. What do you think is key for your business and sustaining it? Is it for your blog? Is it on social media? What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's kind of more like the blog side for me. Because if social media was gone one day, like we'd still have like websites and email. And so I think it's important to like maintain that presence because I think it kind of sets it apart rather than just like out sharing. You're also like expressing yourself and you can write a little bit about it. And
right. So I saw you just wrote about sustainability.
I did.
And fashion. You know, my daughter is super into sustainability and we just watched the documentary True Cost. Have you heard of it or seen it?
I have heard of it, but I haven't seen it. I'm afraid to watch it.
Well, okay. I will tell you, she watched it at school and she kept on telling me about it. And she's like, Mom, you have to watch this documentary. I'm like, Olivia, I don't think I can.
Yeah. Like I'll never shop like, again. Literally, like, I won't be able to
I know.
It.
Like I cannot. It's almost like watching the one on eating meat. I refuse to watch it because then I'd have to give that up too. But how did you get involved in sustainability?
So actually my brother-in-law has just been talking about it a lot. He kind of gave up meat and he's like, you know, thinking about sustainability more. So it had me thinking too, you know, it's really important to preserve our earth for like our future generations. And if I can't do it, if I can't buy sustainable clothing all the time, what else can I do? Because everyone can give back a little bit. So it's just kind of finding a balance of how.
Right. Yeah, no, that's so true. So are you a big thrift shop girl?
I used to be a lot. I would only kind of thrift shop. And then I became more, you know, fast fashion. And then recently we went to Buffalo Exchange, me and my brother-in-law and my husband. And I found stuff I loved doing. And I was like, gosh, I really love doing this. It's just so time consuming.
It is time consuming. I think both sides of it.
Yeah, you have to go there with like what you want in mind. Because otherwise you'll just be there for like 3 hours. And I don't necessarily have that kind of time all the time.
Right. So is your husband into this as well?
He actually helps. He's my photographer. So he's super supportive. He loves doing it. I don't know if he's as into fashion as me, but he definitely dresses well. And it's great having him like on my team and on my side all the time.
Oh, that's sweet. And being newlyweds, I'm sure y'all will do pretty much anything for each other.
Yeah, he will. Definitely. And I will too.
That's sweet. Okay. So speaking of photographs, how often do you take your pictures for your blog or Instagram? Is this like a daily task?
No, I wish. It's hard with like our schedule. So we try to do like twice a week and shoot maybe 2 to 3 looks. Cause then I feel like I have other filler like content that I like that I've had that I haven't posted. So definitely like at least two days.
That's not bad.
No, yeah.
Who would you say is your number one favorite inspiration? Like, was there someone in your life that kind of put you in this direction? Is there someone you've always admired? Is there a designer that you look up to and want to try to emulate?
I don't know if it's anyone in my life because no one's really, I'm the first one that really was into fashion. But I think when I started realizing I love fashion, it was a Leandra Mandine from Man Repeller.
Oh, I love her.
And I just like loved her. She was just like, she dressed so funky and like, she just didn't care.
And she's so raw.
And she's still like that. She still just does her. And I loved that. That's exactly.
She just had a baby, right?
No.
No.
She did. Yeah. She had twins. Oh, she did. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was only a few days ago, I think. Yeah.
Okay. So what would you say is your must-have item of the season?
This season, I'd say lavender, anything lavender. It's like the new,
you know,
pink.
I know, I've heard that. And I don't have one thing in my closet that's lavender.
I know. I just bought a lavender beret because I was like, I need a little something.
How cute is that?
Yeah, Amazon, you know.
And what have you worn it with?
I just literally got in the mail yesterday, but I'll probably wear it with some like good jeans. And
okay. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is something that you never see going out of style?
Vintage denim. I really hope it doesn't because I love my mom jeans. I'll probably still wear them. They just like recirculate and they've just been here for so long. Even when they tried to do like, oh, bring back the skinny jean, they still have their place on the streets.
Yeah. So going back to my daughter, she's super into the mom jean as well. And that's something that I feel like I can't necessarily pull off. But I do. I see it on other people. I think that looks so chic and doable and stylish. I love it.
Me too. How old's your daughter?
She is 13 and she's super into fashion.
Yeah, cute. I feel like girls these days are so fashionable and I was not like that.
We were just talking about this. I feel like, because we all have the moments of looking back at old photos, for example, and I think like, mom, how on earth did you put me in that outfit? That is awful. But I look around today at these young girls and they all look so cute and they all have such a unique sense of style. And like, where does that come from?
I don't know. I obviously when they come to the restaurant, I was like, gosh, like you guys are so swell.
Yeah. I wonder if it's a social media thing that they really do just looking at these images constantly. It becomes part of their life.
Right.
We didn't have that growing up.
Yeah. Even my social media like was less in like my high school years. So that's true. They probably just so immersed in it.
Right. So you work at your family's restaurant. You also work at Nordstrom, did you say once a week?
Once a week.
So the other part of your life, your job, how big of a chunk do you spend on that? I mean, to get where you are today, how much time do you spend on your blog, your Instagram?
A lot of time. So Mondays, I'm off of Nordstrom and my restaurant job. So I spend like all day that day editing photos or reaching out to brands and stuff like that. And that's just kind of like my full day to do what I need to do, to take photos. And then honestly, when I get home at night, I'm like mostly glued to my computer doing different things. So I spend a lot of time, maybe too much. My husband's always like, close the computer, just sit. I'm like, I can't. I also just like to like always be doing more than one thing. So even if I'm just watching TV, like I feel relaxed when I'm working. I just don't like to like just watch TV.
Right.
I have to constantly be like thinking and doing.
That's a good characteristic to have for sure.
Yeah, it's probably good and maybe a little bad too, but.
Well, it sounds like your husband's a good balance for that.
Yeah, he is. He's like, just close it.
So, okay. Speaking of brands, how did that work for you? Did they reach out to you? Did you reach out to them? How does one go about getting brand on their radar?
Sometimes if I really like a brand, I'll reach out and, you know, hope we can work something out. And there's also a lot of websites kind of set up for influencers to be that bridge between the brand and the influencer and get you those collaborations and sponsored posts and all that stuff. So those are really nice. I like working through other people a lot because there's like that middleman kind of doing all the work.
Yeah. What do you think is the best decision you've ever made in this space, in your blogging world? If looking back, if someone was listening that wanted to start something like you've done and they think, you know, where do I even start? Like, what would you say is the best decision that's kind of put you in this space?
I think that seeing it as something I can do when I quit being a manager at Nordstrom was the best decision because it gave me this free time that I didn't have working there because I worked weird hours there and there was like never time to work on this the way there is now that I work at the restaurant. So I think it was like giving up a job maybe other people would have thought was like, oh, like that's a good job for her, and just doing what I wanted to do.
So really kind of narrowing it, honing in on what you specifically want to do and running with it, taking the risk.
Yeah. It's not for anyone else. It's for yourself. I think people need to realize that with like all aspects of their life.
Right. And I also keep hearing and going back to, I think it also takes being completely authentic to who you are and not trying to be someone else that you see on Instagram that, you know, you may want to look like. It won't ever work, right?
Yeah, that's a big one because it's hard to see like people and they're getting like all these likes and all this engagement. And you're like, oh, maybe I should do that. And then it's like, no, like I'm here because of me, not because of so-and-so.
Right. But that is so hard, not to grass is greener or that person has more likes than me. It's just such a hard world, I think.
Yeah, definitely is.
So what about the community, the bloggers? Have you made friends with a lot of them? How does that work for you?
Yeah, it's nice. I just actually did like a little giveaway with a few of them, and it's cool because you get to like talk to them and learn more about them and just be inspired by them too is a really big thing. There's so many like wonderful people in this community. So it's nice to get to follow them and take what they have and just really be inspired by it and also get to know them. It's kind of a cool little world.
Right. That's awesome. Because some people, I think it's probably very competitive going with the, you know, she has more likes than I do and, you know, trying to one up the game. But I love that there's room for everybody and it doesn't always have to be competitive and everyone plays nice most of the time.
More flies with honey than vinegar, I always say.
Yes. Yeah. I love that saying. Okay. So tell me about what you like to wear. You're off duty. You're hanging around your house. You're running errands. What are you usually wearing?
I'm probably in a pair of like mom jeans, my Levi's, some sort of sweater or jacket because I'm always cold, always. And if I'm going to the grocery store, I'm freezing. Some sort of print, like a striped tee probably, and either a block heel or a pair of sneakers, Converse, high tops or something. But it would start with the mom jeans.
Your staple.
It's a staple. It's funny because when I was in college, I told my friends, like, I'm not wearing jeans anymore. Like, I'm over jeans. I don't get it. And then that's when, like, skinny jeans were really big. So, like, the mom jean hadn't really, like, resurfaced. And so when, like, that cool, like, wide leg denim and crop denim and raw denim came about, I was, like, obsessed. And I couldn't stop buying it. So now when I wear jeans, my friends are always, like, mock me. They'll be like, remember when you were wearing denim? They'll even like, if I post like a photo, they'll message you on Instagram. They'll be like, denim?
That is cute. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I like too your style on your Instagram. I love how you show different pieces, the same piece in different ways. I think that's really clever.
Oh, thank you. I think it's fun. I think that's also like, because one person might not wear something one way and they're like, oh, that's totally unrelatable. But then if I do it another way, they're like, oh, but that way.
And just think about all the different body types. And so you're basically serving, right, like someone who couldn't wear it that way, but they could wear a dress over a pair of jeans or whatever.
Well, yeah, because that dress is like kind of short. Like I'm a little taller, so I have a hard time with dresses like that anyway. So I was like, this is good for the girl that's like over 5'8" and just has a problem with dresses.
Yeah. So you and your husband take your pictures a couple days a week. How long does it take you to put together your 2 or 3 outfits per day that you're doing?
Honestly, we can shoot out like 2 looks in like an hour.
What? Really?
Yeah. We go nearby, unless we're going to go somewhere far, because I usually have an idea of what I want to wear. We don't need like that many photos. I guess you just kind of shoot them out real quick. We've gotten it down, I guess.
That's awesome.
I mean, we're still learning, but...
So do you have an oops item that you've purchased and you look back now and think, what the heck was I thinking?
Oh, like a bunch. I don't know why I bought them. I can't think of a specific one right now, but yeah, I buy stuff and I'm like, I really didn't need this. I have so much clothing. I could probably do that with a lot of stuff right now, but I'm afraid to give stuff away because I know I want to replace it right away. So it's just like, ugh. Back and forth. I don't need it, but
I'm like queen of closet cleanouts. Tedra can attest to this. I am constantly cleaning out my closet. But then, because I give a lot of my stuff away to some of our friends, and so Tedra always says, like, Julie, you must shop way too much because you're constantly. I mean, I'm really like giving bags of stuff away, which is a problem.
Yeah, I give bags away, but there's still like more stuff where I'm like, oh, I could, but I'm not going to because I'm scared.
Well, and the worst is when you see someone wearing something that you've given them and you're like, wait, I really like that.
Yeah. Or later you're like, oh, where's that shirt? And I'm like, oh my God, the one time I went to wear it, I had given it away.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, so I'm going to ask you one last question before I pass it over to Tedra. What do you love most about what you are doing?
It's just for me. I just like being able to express myself in this way. And it's so fun. I don't feel like I'm going to work when I'm sitting on the couch at night editing photos. I enjoy it so much and it's so fulfilling. And that's what I love.
That's awesome. Okay, Tedra, do you have any follow-up questions for Anna?
Yeah, I have one. Okay, so if you're going to leave your house without one of these things, which one would it be? Hair or makeup?
Makeup.
I think it's easy just to go bareface and throw the hair in a bun and good go.
I might leave without both.
Yeah.
I don't really care sometimes.
Oh. What's one or two great tips you can share with our listeners?
I would say be nice is just one thing. I think I've gotten really far kind of being nicer to people. And then when I see people who are just not as, you know, agreeable, it's just like no one wants to work with them or be around them. And so I just think in life in general, it's just, it's good to be positive and just spread light around you instead of negativity. And also I'd say work hard. Nothing comes for free. And when I'm sitting at home on the couch at night, I'm working hard and just trying to get where I want to go. Nothing's given or granted.
So if I call you at 9 a.m. on any given day, what are you most likely doing?
Honestly, since I work at a restaurant, I'm probably sleeping. I have restaurant hours. So I usually don't start till like 11 or 11:30. And some nights I work till 11. So I am such a late riser, but I might just be getting up at 9 o'clock.
What is something people would be surprised to know about you?
My degree was in child development. I have nothing to do with fashion.
So when you unplug, how do you decompress?
I like love to take baths.
Who are three people you'd love to follow on Instagram?
Sarah from College Vintage, Tezza, and then Bellin Hostela.
So excluding social media, what's one of your favorite apps?
I like the Lightroom. I don't know if this counts, but the Lightroom app, part of the Adobe suite to be able to kind of edit photos, and the ASOS shopping app.
Name the book you currently cannot put down.
I like the Little Book of Hygge, Danish Secrets about Hygge Living.
I have that book.
I love it. I don't know if it's pronounced Hygge, but I think so.
Describe your perfect day.
Any day spent just with my husband, kind of doing nothing.
So what's your favorite beverage in the morning and also at night?
In the morning, it's coffee, lots of it. And at night, if I'm going out, it's Makers and soda water. And if I'm just at home, it's just soda water.
What city has you shedding a tear when you have to leave?
London.
Do you have a current Netflix addiction?
Madam Secretary.
Any favorite beauty products found in your bag at all times?
The Glossier Boy Brow.
Who would you love to have a cup of coffee with?
Anna Wintour.
Do you live by a motto?
Yes. You catch more flies with honey than vinegar.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Ryan Gosling.
What song do you currently have on repeat?
It's a remake of John Lennon's Jealous Guy, but it's by Hooray for the Riff Raff.
What meal would you choose as your last meal?
Anything from my family's restaurant. Probably chickpea meal.
Who's your girl crush?
Sarah from Collage Vintage.
What's the best gift you've ever received?
I just think anything memorable where if they like heard me say, oh, I want this. And then later they're like, oh, here. And I didn't think about it again.
What's the last thing you Googled?
Oh, probably. I think it was your podcast, actually.
What's the greatest life advice you've ever received?
It was from my grandma, just to be nice to everyone and be really hospitable.
I think that's great advice. I mean, the truth is, like, when you treat everyone you come in contact with nicely, you're probably going to be better off in life. And so
yeah,
are they.
When I see people are mean, I'm like, how'd you get so far? So mean.
Yeah. It seems like common sense to just treat people nice. But these days, you just never know. Before we let you go, why don't you tell everyone where can we find you online and also on your social media?
So online, my website is annamariestyle.com. And then on Instagram, you can find me at annamariestyle. And same with Facebook.
Okay. Well, it's been a real pleasure talking to you today.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate your time and getting to know you a little bit.
Yes. You guys as well.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
So Tedra, I love getting to know Anna. And now I think our guests should know a little something about you.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay. So what is the best gift you've ever received?
I've received a lot of lovely gifts in my life, but one that was sort of a complete surprise. I had no idea. On my birthday one year, I started getting all these postcards in the mail, bunches of them, like two or three a day. And it went on for like a week. And at the end of the day, I probably had maybe like 30 of them. And one of my sweet dear friends, who's also my cousin, her name's Elle, she had arranged and given to like all my family, big extended family, these cards. And then they all wrote lovely notes to me. And I started getting them all in the mail. And then when they all came in, they formed like this big poster that said, "We're so happy you were born," or something like that. It was such a surprise. And it was so cute and lovely. And I, to this day, I have it hung up in my office. So I loved it.
Hold on, I have to go get the tissues.
Very funny.
I'm serious. That's really, I mean, I'm not grabbing a tissue, but that's like probably the sweetest gift story I've ever heard.
I know. And it was just thoughtful. And you know when you just have zero expectation of something?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden they just start showing up and I didn't even know what they were in the beginning. I didn't know who had organized it. And just, I didn't know it made a puzzle. Like it just, it was like such a cool, it was really cool to receive. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a sweet gift for sure.
Okay, so Julie, besides social media, what's your favorite app that you're loving?
Okay, so I just got into this. I don't know where I've been, but I just heard and downloaded Duolingo. I heard about it when we were in Mexico a few weeks ago. A friend that we were with said she's learning not only Spanish, but she's also learning French and a little bit of German. And I was like, what? And then I got home and I talked to somebody in yoga and she was saying, oh, her son self-taught himself German on this app. So I got on it and I am addicted. I cannot stop playing it.
What language are you going for?
I'm going for Spanish. As you know, we traveled Mexico quite a bit and it's embarrassing that I don't speak more than I should at this point. But I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah, it's great. I have it and I'm trying to learn Spanish too, but I'm only at like 1%.
Well, you'll get there. Oh, wait, I have another app actually that I just discovered. It's called GPS My City, I think. I used it when we were in Mexico City and I don't even know how I found it, but it basically gives you whatever city you're in, you can download the app and it gives you a walking tour based on what your interests are. And I was like, holy moly.
That's
it was
incredible.
It was amazing. I'm like, oh my gosh, we want to do a shopping tour, a museum tour. You can do a custom walk. They will link you to travel articles. It's awesome.
Okay, that actually is amazing. And what did you say it was called? I missed it in the beginning.
It's called GPS My City.
Okay, I love that. I actually want to try it in my city and see what happens.
Yeah,
if it does it in my city and I can trust it, then I'm going to give that a shot. That's cool.
Yeah. We want to thank you for listening today. And if you like the show, we would love for you to head over to iTunes and give us a positive review. You can find us at wegettoknow.com where you can sign up for our newsletter and on social media at wegettoknow. Head over to Instagram. We would love to hear from you and get your opinions on guest and show ideas. Our music is provided by the talented Blake Atwell of Studio 1916 right here in Austin, Texas. Until next time, take care as we continue to get to know all of our favorite influencers and bloggers.